It's a brand new.
Again in the air to left. Back goes well. Go way back to the warning. Ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it is Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app, where tonight the Brooklyn Cyclones play the Hudson Valley Renegades in Game 2 of this six-game set on this Wednesday evening on the Boardwalk. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So great to be with you. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz alongside Justin Rock. Thanks so much for making us part of your Wednesday evening as the Cyclones try to get back in the win column after dropping the opener of the series right here at home last night. Brooklyn trailed for the entirety of that ball game. Going into the ninth inning, Ryland Thomas, a 2-run blast to cut what was a 4-0 deficit to 4-2, and Justin Brooklyn brought the tying run to the plate, but just was unable to muster up enough offense down the stretch to make things interesting.
Yeah, no, and it was a fantastic finish to the game last night, despite the disgusting weather here on Coney Island. You're absolutely right. Brooklyn did bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning on Tuesday night. But Brooklyn's woes lately have been their inability to produce with runners in scoring position. Left 10 men on base yesterday, went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And it's been a trend for them. Even in the 6-0 win on Sunday, they were just 3-for-14 in those spots. That's underneath a .250 batting average. So the Cyclones are going to need to take advantage of their opportunities provided them over the course of the final five games of this homestand. If they do so, they'll be in pretty good shape with 3 weeks left in the season.
The aforementioned Ryland Thomas, though, Justin, did have himself a productive night where he left the ballpark in that ninth inning. Only 1-for-4 that day, though, and I say only 1-for-4 because this is someone who, since joining this Brooklyn squad, is hitting .337. He has been nothing short of a base hit machine, and tonight he bats ninth and plays left field. But Justin Thomas is someone who seemingly just pours in at least a hit a night. He's got a 5-game hitting streak. He's got more runs scored than swinging strikeouts, or really strikeouts at all. Since joining this Brooklyn squad, he has just been nothing but a bright spot in the bottom of that Brooklyn lineup.
No, he has been one of the most dynamic hitters Brooklyn has had all season long, and it's been incredible to watch him develop as this season has moved along. You look at his last 21 games since July the 18th, hitting .382, an OPS over 900. And as you mentioned in the in-stadium pregame show earlier today, more runs scored than strikeouts. Has also driven in more runs in less time with Brooklyn than he did in the first half of the season with St. Lucie. And part of what makes Ryland Thomas so special, look at the numbers for him since the beginning of July. Second in the league in a batting average at .357 and has 5 fewer strikeouts than anybody else with 100 or more plate appearances in the league.
He's been spectacular, no two ways about it. And again, he does bat ninth tonight and is playing left field. The starting pitchers for tonight's contest, first for the Cyclones, it is the right-hander Jordani Ventura, who has been nothing but a bright spot in this Brooklyn rotation really ever since joining Brooklyn at the high A level, making his 6th start with the Cyclones, a 2.73 ERA, and the numbers were a bit shaky for most of the year with St. Lucie at low A ball, but ever since coming up north to Brooklyn, his season has drastically taken a turn for the better. And on the flip side, for Hudson Valley, it is Justin Lang, the right-hander, making his high-A debut. He's appeared exclusively with low-A Tampa so far this season. 18 starts with them, a 1-4 record, and a 4.58 ERA. So a couple of right-handers, Ventura and Lang, the pitchers for tonight, as it's round two of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley of this six-game series. We'll step aside when we come back, give you tonight's starting lineups between the Cyclones and the Renegades. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back out to Brooklyn, ahead of the Cyclones and the Renegades on this Wednesday evening. Game 2 of 6 between the Mets and Yanks High A affiliates after Hudson Valley took the opener 4-2 last night. Cyclones trying to respond and get back in the win column here on this Wednesday. Now it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Renegades at 21-22, a game under 500 in the second half so far. Again, for what it's worth, Hudson Valley already won the first half, so they have clinched a playoff spot as we roll into September. Here's the 9 for Sergio Santos tonight. And if you were with us last night, it should sound very similar. Spencer Jones leads off and plays center field. Then Anthony Hall in the two-hole. He's out in right. Jared Serna after him. He's the shortstop hitting third, followed by Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher in the cleanup spot. Alexander Vargas is the Renegades' second baseman. He bats fifth. Antonio Gomez, the designated hitter, is the sixth batter, followed by Ben Cowles, who had a multi-hit day and a home run yesterday. He's in the seventh spot. Christopher Familia bats eighth and plays left, and then Rafael Flores in the ninth spot plays first base. So that really the same nine yesterday that the Renegades rolled with. Couple of differences defensively. Jesus Rodriguez was in left yesterday. He does the catching today. Christopher Familia was the DH yesterday. He is in left field today, and the catcher is Jesus Rodriguez this afternoon, or rather evening, I should say, for Hudson Valley. Starting pitcher tonight, it's the right-hander Justin Lang, making his high A debut with the Renegades. So far this year with low A Tampa, 72 2/3. He had 18 appearances, all of them starts, just a 1-4 record, a 4.58 ERA, 115 punch outs, to 55 walks. Now for the home Cyclones at 26-17, still good enough for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Two games up on second place Jersey Shore. Here's Chris Newell's nine. Jet Williams leads off and plays shortstop. Ryan Clifford, the two batter, is the right fielder. Alex Ramirez is out in center. He hits third. Then Stanley Consuegra cleans up. He's the designated hitter. Jacob Reimer in the five spot plays first base, followed by William Lugo. Lugo a 2-for-4 day yesterday. He's the third baseman, hitting sixth. DeAndre Smith plays second. He bats seventh. Then Drake Osborne does the catching in the eight hole. And then we hit on him earlier. The base hit machine, Ryland Thomas, he's in the nine spot, playing left field. Starting pitcher tonight for the Cyclones, it's the right-hander Jordani Ventura, making his sixth Brooklyn appearance. All of them starts. 26 and a third innings, a 3-0 record, a 2.73 ERA, 27 punchouts to 13 walks, and the whip is sub-1, 0.87 whip across those five starts with the Cyclones. One more time quickly for both squads. First, Hudson Valley, Jones in center, Hall in right, Serna the shortstop, Rodriguez catching, Vargas at second, Gomez the DH, Cowles at third, Familia in left, and Flores at first. And the starting pitcher for Hudson Valley, the right-hander, Justin Lang. And for the Cyclones, Williams at short, Clifford in right, Ramirez in center, Consuegra the DH, Reimer at first, Lugo the third baseman, Smith at second, Drake Osborne catching, and Thomas in left field. Starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn is the right-hander, Jordani Ventura. All right, so the stage is set, and we're just about ready for baseball. It's Brooklyn and Hudson Valley here on this Wednesday night on Coney Island. When we come back, we'll get you on your way with Justin Rock when Justin Lang and Jordani Ventura do battle on the bump as the Cyclones and Renegades meet on this Wednesday evening. Stay with us on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for a Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Beautiful rendition of our national anthem. A first pitch between Hudson Valley and Brooklyn. Just around the bend here on this Wednesday night. Colors leaving the field as we speak, and it is just about time for baseball on this Wednesday night. Mix of blue sky and clouds here on Coney Island this evening. A wet and rainy Tuesday night to open up this series. But right now here on Coney Island, according to AccuWeather, 75 degrees. Real feel closer to 78. 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the east-southeast. American flag out in center, blowing in a tad and towards the first baseline. Jordani Ventura will get the ball for Brooklyn this afternoon. Ventura coming off one of the best starts in his professional career last Wednesday afternoon. Ventura standing at 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 23 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Ventura making his sixth start with Brooklyn, 3-0, a 2.73 ERA, just 10 hits allowed, and 26 and a third innings, 13 walks, 27 strikeouts. Ventura, though, look at his last three starts, 3-0, just 6 hits in 19 innings, 8 walks, and 23 strikeouts. Johnny Ventura got off to a slow start this season at Single-A St. Lucie. Well, the Mets number 29 prospect has found another gear here on Coney Island.
Yeah, and he's seemingly been getting better with each start. And for Ventura, that's what you want when you think about the spots that have been up for grabs. We spent some time, Justin, talking about it on the air last night. Robert Colina has sort of emerged into a, you can call it, full-time starting role at this point, outside of maybe a couple of instances here and there when Colina relieved Joey Lucchese on rehab last week, but that's besides the point. Either way, the point is that these spots are up for grabs and guys are doing the most to grab them for the taking, and Ventura is the perfect example of that. Has made the most of every outing that he's been given so far, and Brooklyn really hasn't had a bad start per se through his five appearances, and obviously hoping that he can keep it that way here tonight.
Yeah, Ventura last start, career high, 10 strikeouts, gave up just one run on one hit in 6 2/3 innings. That after a start prior, struck out a then career high 9 over a career best 7 1/3 innings. Spencer Jones will lead things off for the Renegades in the top of the first. Ventura ready. Jones ready. Our first pitch of the game. Hit on the line through the right side for a base hit. One pitch and one man on here to start this Wednesday evening. And we are officially underway at 7:05 Eastern with a 108-mile-an-hour single to right from Spencer Jones. So Jones, who was hitless in the series opener yesterday, starts the day with a base hit tonight. Brings up Anthony Hall. Had a couple of doubles yesterday, was 2 for 4. Hall, 5 for his first 25 with Hudson Valley. No homers, 2 RBIs. Now the righty's first pitch, the left-handed batter, misses down for ball one. Hall joined Hudson Valley last week from a single A. Tampa hit 269 there. 9 homers, 37 RBIs. Yankees fourth-round pick a year ago out of Oregon. Ventura's 1-0, and Hall a high pop fly foul. Backing out of play, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Ventura, arguably his toughest start so far with the Cyclones, came against Hudson Valley in Wappingers Falls. Was his second start with the team. Gave up 3 runs, the most he's allowed since joining the South Atlantic League. Throw back to first, and Jones in standing. But went at the time a season high 5 1/3. A no decision in Brooklyn's victory that day. Jones takes his lead. Ventura's 1-1. And Hall takes down and in. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Hall, you mentioned, drafted out of Oregon. Yankees number 22 prospect, according to MLB.com. The 2-1 from Ventura. And the pitch misses up and away. And the count, 3 balls and a strike. Hall got off to a bit of a slow start. Was 0 for his first 10 with Hudson Valley. And since then, 5 for his last 15 over his last 3. The 3-1 to Hall is outside for ball 4. And the first 2 are on against Ventura on this Wednesday night. So 2 on, nobody out. Brings up the shortstop, Jared Cerna. Cerna, 1 for 4 yesterday in the series opener. 9 for his first 28 in 7 games with Hudson Valley. No homers, 2 RBIs. Righty batter with an open stance. First pitch from Giordani. And this is a ground ball. Ski ball's off the mound. Kicks off the leg of DeAndre Smith. Rolls towards the outfield turf, and Jones is going to score. It was a chopping ball over the mound, ricocheted off the upward slope of the hill, and DeAndre Smith ended up kicking it towards the left field turf, and Hudson Valley takes a 1-0 lead, 3 batters in. Was not an easy play for DeAndre Smith to his left. It'll be an error on the Brooklyn second baseman. I think it hit off the rubber. Didn't hit off his leg, hit off of Smith's glove. Ricocheted off the edge of his webbing, and DeAndre, who has really struggled defensively this year, has seen those struggles continue to start this Wednesday night. As the pitch low to Jesus Rodriguez, it's 1-0. Fortunately for DeAndre, that is 14th error in 44 games with Brooklyn. A swing and a miss from Rodriguez. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Rodriguez, a 2-run home run yesterday, was also hit by a pitch, 1 for 3. 8 for his first 20 in Hudson Valley. A homer, 6 RBIs, the 1-1. Outside and low. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Rodriguez was hitting .297 in the Florida State League. An OPS over 800. He has been on a tear since the All-Star break, leading to his promotion here to High A. Ventura's 2-1. And that low, three balls and a strike. And Ventura struggling with his command here to start this Wednesday evening. Wonder if at all the change in start times and impact Ventura's last two Wednesday starts have come in the afternoon hours. The 3-1. And this is a roller up the third base line, foul. And the count full at 3-2. Rodriguez in his last 25 games, dating back to the FSL, hitting at 340. With 19 RBIs in those 25 games. Hudson Valley, 2-1. Nobody out, a run already in. The payoff pitch is high for ball four. And that the second walk allowed by Giordani to start. And the first four have reached for the Renegades to begin this Wednesday. So Alexander Vargas will step in as Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out to talk with Ventura. Giordani had walked only two in each of his last two starts. And he has walked two of the first four he has faced today.
All things considered, though, has only thrown 13 pitches. So it's not as if he's hit a spot in the frame where you start to think about pulling the plug. Normally we see Justin when you get to that number 30. That's the hard cutoff. So he's not even halfway there yet. But needs to make something happen here. Still nobody out in the inning and the base is loaded.
Yeah, that's an interesting part of the equation. Yes, he's only had 13 pitches to this point, but this could be a ball or two in the gap away from getting out of hand before Brooklyn even comes to bat, as there's still nobody out here in the top of the first. Especially with Brooklyn right in the thick of a playoff race. Coming into play today, two games up on Jersey Shore in the north. Alexander Vargas, the switch hitter. And Ventura's first pitch to him, a strike. And the count 0-1. Vargas 1-for-4 yesterday. Struck out three times. Hitting at 216, 9 homers, 48 batted in. The 0-1 from Ventura. And Vargas goes fishing for a pitch in the dirt. And the count 0-2. Vargas had a big four-hit game on Friday night, capped with a walk-off home run in extra innings. And since then, 7-4 his last 13. The 0-2, low and inside, smothered by Osborne to his right. And the count of ball and two strikes. Vargas, just 21 years old, from Matanzas, Cuba. Having his best month batting average-wise and OPS-wise since the first 14 games of the year. The 1-2, and Vargas hits it on the ground through the right side, a base hit. One run is in. They're going to send Cerna around. Throw to the plate by Consuegra. And plenty of time to get him. Actually, that's not Consuegra. That's Ryan Clifford making his first Cyclone start in right field tonight, and he picks up his first Cyclone outfield assist for the first out of the ballgame. It's an RBI single for Alexander Vargas. And Hudson Valley takes a 2-0 lead in the first. Just past the outstretched glove of DeAndre Smith, and Cerna trying to score from second was out by plenty. First and second, one away. Antonio Gomez, the batter. And he fouls that pitch off the screen. And the count is 0-1. Gomez, right-handed hitter. Picked up a base hit last night, was 1-for-4. The 0-1. And the breaking ball drops in for a strike. And Gomez behind quickly, 0-2. Defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right in the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Ryan Clifford. Ventura's 0-2. Gomez checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. And the count of ball and two strikes. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes It is Elliot Melton. Brian Laws is on the bases. Ventura's 1-2. And Gomez in the air right center field. Back into his left. Ramirez away back. And he makes the over-the-shoulder basket catch. Tagging, trying to go to second is Vargas. The throw, the tag, and he's out. Vargas broke for second base mighty late. He wasn't even halfway to second base by the time the ball was at the cutoff man. Poor base running as Hudson Valley retired in the frame. But the Renegades do pick up two runs on two hits, an error, and one man left at the end of a half an inning. Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Justin Lang making his High A and Hudson Valley debut tonight. Lang standing. A right-handed pitcher for Hudson Valley, acquired by the Yankees in 2021. And the deal that sent Luke Voit to San Diego. Not sure where Luke Voit is after the Mets released him from his contract a couple of weeks ago. Lang had a fantastic start to his season at Single-A Tampa. Jet Williams will lead things off against him. And his first pitch with the Renegades taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Lang made 18 starts with Tampa, went 1-4 out of 4.58 ERA, the 0-1. And Williams takes a fastball strike at 90. And the count quickly 0-2. Lang, 50 hits in 72 and two-thirds innings, 55 walks, 115 strikeouts. Yankees number 27 prospect, according to MLB.com. The 0-2, and Williams hits it on the ground is short, vacuumed up there by Cerna. And the throw to first in time for the first out of the first inning. One away. Here's Ryan Clifford. Clifford hitless last night in the series opener was 0 for 5. Clifford 6 for 24 in the homestand. Hitting at 2-11 with Brooklyn. 8 for 38. Two homers, 6 RBIs. Lefty batter with a closed stance. And the first pitch fouled up the third base line. It's 0-1. Defensively behind Lang this afternoon, it is Christopher Familia, Spencer Jones, and Anthony Hall. Third to first around the infield, Ben Cowles, Jared Cerna, Alexander Vargas, and Rafael Flores. The 0-1, and Clifford fouls it away. Still a two-strike count. Jesus Rodriguez doing the catching behind the plate. Bad news to report out of Lakewood, New Jersey. Brooklyn coming into play today. Two games up on the Blue Claws. And the second half North Division standings as Clifford sends another one out of play to the left-hand side. But Kendall Simmons, a first-inning grand slam for the Blue Claws. They lead Asheville 4-0. Hudson Valley leads here 2-0 in the bottom of the first, the 0-2. And Clifford takes up and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Lang from Texas, 21 years old. celebrate his 22nd birthday the day after the season ends. As Clifford takes high, it's even, two balls and two strikes. Lang last pitched a week ago yesterday against Clearwater. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. First South Atlantic League strikeout for Justin Lang. It's Clifford down and in. Two up, two down for the righty in the first. Brings up the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Ramirez reached base four times last night, had a base hit and three walks. But still just 3 for 26 in the homestand. And brushed back up and in with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-0. Alex played his 100th game of the season yesterday, hitting at 238. Six homers, 48 RBIs. This is a check swing line drive foul to the right. And the count evens at 1-1. But Lang gave up seven runs in his last FSL start. Ramirez takes a strike. It's 1-2. But only two of those seven were earned on five hits in 3 2/3 innings. Looking for a 1-2-3 first tonight. And spikes the breaking ball. It's 2-2. Lang. First round pick of the Padres in 2020 out of Llano High School in Texas. Always traded it to the Yankees last March. The 2-2. Ramirez chopper over the mound, deflects off the glove of Lang. Fielded behind second by Vargas. And his throw to first in time ends the inning. So a 1-4-3 ground out retires Brooklyn to end a 1-2-3 first at the end of one here on Coney Island. It's Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Jordani Ventura back to the mound. Top of the second, Brooklyn trailing 2-0. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Hudson Valley, two runs in the top of the first. They'll have the bottom third of their lineup due up in the second. Ben Cowles drove in two of Hudson Valley's four runs last night with a home run and a single. And he takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Cowles 2-for-4 yesterday, hitting at 262, 10 homers, 36 RBIs. And he takes low. It's even at 1-1. Cowles has reached in 29 consecutive games since Independence Day. Hitting 306 with an 885 OPS in that span. The 1-1 up and in. And it's two balls and one strike. He's also hit three home runs in those 29 games. All three have been hit against the Cyclones. Two in Hudson Valley and one here last night. 2-1. Again up and in. And the count, three balls and a strike. Cowles, four of his 10 home runs this season have been against Brooklyn. 3-1, outside ball four. And Ventura issues his third walk to start the night. Seems like Giordani just a little bit out of sorts in terms of his delivery and routine to start the ballgame.
Yeah, the control has definitely been an issue. And when you pair the fact that he's allowed three walks with the fact that he's also allowed two hits and Brooklyn has committed an error, all told, you don't get the best result thus far. Still only a 2-0 game, though. Chance to keep this within reach.
Ventura himself has only recorded one out of the three so far. The other two Hudson Valley made in the first inning were on the bases. As Christopher Familia takes low, it's 1-0. Ryan Clifford throwing out Jared Cerna at the plate. And then Alexander Vargas, for some reason, trying to take second on a lazy fly ball to center for the final out. The 1-0. And this is a hard ground ball to second. Backing up on it, Smith looks towards second, decides to go on to first, and that's where he'll get the out. Cowles will advance to second base. Familia hit it hard, and I wonder how much of that was a part of the reason why DeAndre decided to just take the short out at first.
Well, he was still backtracking after he fielded the ball. That's how hard it was hit, and it looked like it wasn't a clean transfer either. So you combine those two things, and the clear choice to go to first and get the sure thing.
Man, it's second, one down. Rafael Flores, the batter. It's all right-handed batter. And Ventura's first pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Flores, 0 for 4 last night. Batting average down to 270. Four homers, 31 RBIs. Long pause now, the 0-1. And the pitch misses up and in. It's even a ball and a strike. Brooklyn tonight wearing the Mets blue and orange uniforms. Brooklyn in orange script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. Blue and orange stripes down the shoulders. The 1-1. There's a broken back ground ball to short. Fielded by Williams. And his overhand throw to first in time, as Cowles advances to third. So a man at third, two down. Back to the top of the order, and Spencer Jones singled and scored on the error in the first. But blue on the back of those uniforms tonight for Brooklyn. Merging into white by the shoulders on the back of that jersey, showing off the New York City and Brooklyn skyline. White pants for Ventura all the way down below the ankles. First pitch to Jones. Misses down and in for ball one. Blue and white. Cleats buried into the stadium mound. Matching Mets colors. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the orange interlocking BK logo. 1-0, and Jones swinging to try and put one out onto the beach. Comes up empty. It's a ball and a strike. Ventura from the first base side of the rubber. Now the 1-1. And Jones, another swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him that time. It's 1-2. Jones coming into the night hitting at 261. 12 homers, 52 batted in. The 1-2 pitch inside and low. Good block by Osborne. And it's even at 2-2. And some folks wondering why Jones still here in Hudson Valley. Hasn't joined some of the other members from the first half championship team in Somerset. The 2-2. On the inside corner, strike three called. And that one of the reasons why the strikeout rate maybe still a tad bit too high. Been hovering around 30% for the season. And Ventura picks up his first K to retire the side. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of one and a half. 2-0 Renegades on Pally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Lights on here at the stadium. Brooklyn trying to turn their offense on as well. They trail 2-0 as we move to the home second. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Game 2 of this 6-game series. Game number 8 of this 12-game homestand. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo. 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. And Lang's first pitch to Consuegra misses down and away for ball one. Stanley 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Hitting at .232 in 71 games. Team high 14 homers, 41 RBIs as this pulled foul. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Renegades tonight wearing the road grays. Hudson Valley in navy block lettering across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border. 1-1 from Lang. And Consuegra takes high. It's 2-1. Long navy sleeves on either end of that gray jersey top for Lang. Gray pants down to the ankles. The 2-1. And Consuegra early on the breaking ball. Even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Silver cleats, New Balance, matching the jersey and pants. As Stanley brushed back up and in with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And he hits the deck to get it out of the way, and it's now full. Consuegra taking his time, gathering himself after having to avoid wearing that upper 90s fastball. Hudson Valley Navy cap, Navy bill, with the white interlocking HV logo and the black and white raccoon tail swooping underneath as Consuegra swings and misses for strike 3. Ball gets away from Gomez, and Stanley's going to be safe at first base without a throw. Good hustle by Consuegra to realize that ball got away from Gomez. And that's one way for Brooklyn to pick up their first base runner of the night on a drop third strike wild pitch. So there's the second strikeout for Lang in Hudson Valley. But the Cyclones 1-on, nobody out for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0-for-2 with a couple of walks yesterday. And he takes high for ball one. Reimer 5 for his first 37 with Brooklyn in 12 games. A homer and 4 RBIs. 2-for-15 in the homestand. And he takes outside. It's 2-0. Great clouds for the most part. Hanging overhead tonight. Some breaks in those clouds when you look out towards Luna Park, illuminated beyond the center field fence as Reimer fouls it to the right. It's 2-1. Honestly fitting. Dolls in the diamond night here on Coney Island. Some hints of blue and pink mimicking the beautiful video board graphics created by Jenny Kimbrough for the occasion tonight. As Reimer fouls another one to the parking lot, it's 2-2. Got Sandy and Pee-wee getting in the festivities. Ken and Barbie in the ballpark tonight as well. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the breaking ball away. Second straight strikeout for Lang. And there's one out in the second inning. One on for William Lugo. Lugo, 2-for-4 today. or 2-for-4 yesterday, I might add. Hitting at 218, 11 homers, 37 runs batted in. And Lugo swings and misses at the first offering, up and away at 86. And the count 0-1. Lugo sat himself a nice homestand, has reached in all seven games he has played. 7-for-23. The 0-1. Outside, it's even a ball and a strike, but touched on it a little bit last night, the amazing TikTok or Instagram reel, depending on which social media channel you prefer to use, promoting tonight's festivities with our fearless vice president, Stephen Cohen, serving the role as Ken as Lugo takes low 2-1. I believe Steve is dressed back up in his full Ken attire tonight. I did see a great photo of Steve in that blue and pink gold jumpsuit. Is this a ground ball? Check swing to first. Backhanded by Flores on his second for one, and that's the only out they'll get, as there will be no relay throwback to first. So 3-4 on the fielder's choice. One on and two out for DeAndre Smith. With Steve posing in front of the Sandy, Pee-wee, and King Henry display right in front of the first gate. You're on Coney Island earlier tonight. If you haven't had a chance to check out that Instagram video yet, please do. Is that a line drive caught while backpedaling by the third baseman, Ben Cowles? And Brooklyn strands a runner in the second. No runs, no hits, one man left on a drop third strike at the end of two. 2-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Go to the top of the third. Hudson Valley leading this one at 2-0. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here on Coney Island, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. On the third base concourse, Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors. Five booze-infused flavors for adult fans and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. 2-3-4 due up for Hudson Valley in the third, and due up to the play-by-play microphone, my partner in crime, that's Johnny Gademowitz. Johnny?
Hey, Justin, thanks so much. We go to the top of the third here on Coney Island. Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Wednesday evening. It is 2-3-4 up at the dish for the Renegades here in the frame. Hall, Serna, and Rodriguez. First pitch, Jordani Ventura starts out. Anthony Hall with a breaking ball away, and it's 1-0. Hall walked and later scored his first time up. The second runner to tap home in that first inning. 1-0. Hall scorches one in the air, right-hand side, but out of play. Or no, in play, and the catch made by the right fielder, Clifford, who camps underneath. I thought that ball got out. That's how long it hung up. And Clifford was just giving it a look, but it stayed in the field of play. And he made the catch underneath for out number one.
Is there a glitch in the matrix? It felt like that ball was suspended in air. Either that or a seagull swooped by and took it thinking it was an egg or something.
Now Jared Serna, one gone. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. So Jordani Ventura has had a little bit of a tumultuous first two innings after two came home to score in the top of the first, walked the leadoff man in the second, but then went on to retire the next three. 1-0. Fastball sits high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Cerna reached on an error his first time up and was later thrown out at the plate by Brooklyn right fielder Ryan Clifford. 2-0. Swinging a line drive, hit to straightaway center. Ramirez five steps back, makes the catch on the run for out number two. So two quick outs for Jordani Ventura. That is exactly what he needed here in the top of the third thus far, and I'm sure he'd love to make this a very quick 1-2-3 in what would be his best inning of the night to this point. The only man standing in the way of that is the cleanup batter, Jesus Rodriguez. Righty hitting catcher. Saw Rodriguez in the outfield last night. He played left. But tonight, he's behind the plate, his listed position on the roster. First pitch swinging, and he goes over the top of a changeup. It's nothing and one. Renegades two runs on two hits. Both of them coming, both the runs and the hits, all coming in the first inning. Ventura from the line, the 0-1. Drops in for a strike, another breaking ball, and it is nothing and two. Rodriguez has enjoyed his small sample size in Hudson Valley so far, hitting 400. This is his seventh game with the team. Of course, left the ballpark yesterday, a two-run blast. In a 4-2 Renegade win here in the series opener. Ventura ahead, nothing and two. Wearing the alternate blue and orange, the 0-2. Swing and a missed strike three. That would have been ball one well outside, but Rodriguez could not hold. Jordani Ventura has his second strikeout of the night and his first 1-2-3 frame of the evening. At the end of 2.5, Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tony Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
To the bottom of the third we go from Maimonides Park, Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing here from Coney Island. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Cyclones to begin the bottom of the third as they try to pull even or ahead. Drake Osborne, Ryland Thomas, then back to the top for Jet Williams. The right-hander Justin Lang making his high A debut. He's back out for his third inning of work. First he gets Osborne for the first time tonight. Brooklyn, of course, closing up shop on this two-game, or rather two-week homestand, I should say. We're in the back half of it. Cyclones hosted Aberdeen in week number one, took 4 of 6 from the Ironbirds. Trying to continue that momentum here into a crucial week number two at home against the Renegades. Crazy to think, after this series concludes, only one series left in the regular season here at home. That'll be the final week against Wilmington. First pitch to Osborne, and Drake takes a fastball for a strike. It's nothing and one. Of course, the Cyclones hit the road for 2 weeks. A trip to Asheville and Greenville to Carolina teams. 0-1. Osborne takes yet another fastball for a strike. And Drake behind quickly, nothing and two. But it's crazy, Justin. We've spent some time talking about it on the air. You blink, and the summer flies by. 0-2. Osborne pulls it down the third baseline. Just foul. And he'll need to retreat back into the righty batter's box before another 0-2 delivery. But Brooklyn, these games are important. That goes without saying. A two-game cushion with now 23 to go, including tonight. And Brooklyn trailing 2-0 and Jersey Shore up early. 0-2. Osborne just taps a piece to stay alive. And it's nothing and two. Drake at just 178 so far this season. coming off an 0-for-3 day yesterday. Didn't reach bases, though, on a walk. 0-2, Lang delivers. And a slider misses down and in, and it's 1-2. Twilight hours here on Coney Island, similar to yesterday, in that there are areas where it looks good and areas where it doesn't look too good, as Osborne swings through a 94-mile-an-hour heater. He's down on strikes. Fourth strikeout of the night for Justin Lang. Only the third that has resulted in an out, though, as a wild pitch drop third strike allowed Stanley Consuegra to take first base earlier. But, yeah, the skyline tonight, you've got some cotton candy colors out beyond the ocean. But closer to us, a lot of gray. First pitch hit off the handle to the second baseman, Vargas, plays it on a backhand, and his throw in time to get the speedy Ryland Thomas. So Thomas' first pitch swinging, but it doesn't work out in his favor, as Lang has retired two here in the bottom of the third. And now we go back to the top for Jet Williams. Boy, Justin Lang is really working quickly. One of those pitchers who likes to establish that sense of rhythm. He's already ready to go. Williams steps in immediately into the wind. First pitch misses down and away, and it's 1-0. So here we go. He gets the ball right back and toes that first base side of the slab, staring right back at home, ready to deal with 9 on the pitch clock. 1-0. Williams takes up and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Well, I guess there's something to be said for having that sense of urgency, and it's done Lang favor so far. A 2-0 lead. Pitch. Williams takes a 2-0 in the dirt, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. So for one of the first times today, Lang falling behind in danger of walking his first batter. Short wind, into it though, 3-0. Williams takes a strike right down Broadway, and it's 3-1. Jet 0-for-1, grounded out his first time up tonight. Coming off a two-hit day yesterday in 5 at-bats, 3-1. Williams takes a called strike 2. Lang went right back to the heater, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. No relation to Tigers reliever Alex Lang, in case you were wondering. 3-2. Williams checks his swing. It did not go on appeal. It was low and away. So Lang does indeed walk his first batter of the night, as Jet Williams is aboard, a 2-out base runner for Brooklyn, still trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Well, discipline is one of the first words that come to mind when you think about the style of Jet Williams, a high OBP guy who can spray it to all fields and has pop, particularly for his smaller stature, and he's aboard there with a 2-out walk. Now Ryan Clifford, heavy hitter behind him. Speedy Williams off of first. Being held on, first pitch. Clifford takes a fastball just a hair inside, and it's 1-0. Tough day for Ryan yesterday, 0-for-5, a pair of strikeouts. And the start to his Wednesday evening hasn't gone much better. He struck out in his only plate appearance thus far. 1-0. Clifford takes a pitch low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Ryan at 2-11 since joining this Brooklyn squad. It's been about 2 weeks now and change, a little more, 2-0. Clifford takes low and in, and for the second straight batter, Lang falls behind, 3 balls and no strikes.
He only had 1 3-ball count to the first 2 innings.
See, if Clifford gets the green light here, big power hitter, his team down 2 with a man on. Pitch. Clifford takes, and it's a strike. Fastball at 93, and it's 3-1. Oh, Clifford, the kind of guy with one swing of the bat can change the ball game. But despite being ahead 3-0, trying to get that pitch count up for Lang for the time being. 3-1 pitch. Clifford fouls it straight back, and Lang battles back to work the count full. It's 3-2. Infield, a slight shift to the right. Playing the lefty batter, Clifford to pull. Third baseman Cowles is well off the line. Shortstop Serna is basically right up the middle. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 1-on pitch. Runner goes, and it's a grounder to second base. Played on one hand by Vargas, who throws over to first in time to retire the side. So a 2-out walk worked by Jet Williams, but Brooklyn strands one on no hits. At the end of 3, it is Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup guard exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Inning number four from Maimonides Park. It is Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app. Cyclones trying to get the offense going, but for the time being, the task for Jordani Ventura, Brooklyn's starting pitcher, is to keep this a two-run game. 5-6-7, Vargas, Gomez, and Cowles here to begin this top of the fourth. Johnny Gadamowicz, Justin Rock with you. Thanks so much for being with us here on this Wednesday evening. Alexander Vargas singled home a run his first time up. Stands in now for the second time tonight. Hudson Valley thus far two runs on two hits. Brooklyn does not have a base hit tonight. Ventura towing the slab, working out of the full windup, facing home plate directly. Home plate umpire Melton to his post. We're good to go. And the first pitch breaking ball drops in for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Vargas at 216 with Hudson Valley so far this season. 1-for-4, 3 strikeouts last night in the opener of this series. 0-1 misses up and away, and it's 1-1. So we've got two very different stylistic pitchers in Lang, who works quickly, and Ventura, who really takes his time, even has a slight pause in his full wind. 1-1 is flared foul up in our direction out of play, and it's a ball and two strikes. Justin Lang, the Renegade starter. A real sense of rhythm about him. Not necessarily the case for Ventura. Content to dip into that pitch clock a little bit further. Here's his 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pulled the string on a breaking ball that ran in. Vargas liked it, though. But all he caught was air, and Jordani Ventura has his third punch out of the night. That's a painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Johnny Ventura retired himself, just one of the first seven batters of the game. Since then, he's retired all seven in a row.
Yeah, settled in real nicely. Now he gets the designated hitter, Antonio Gomez. Pitch. Gomez takes a breaking ball strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Jordani Ventura having one of those seasons that is just tough to explain. A one. Wave and a miss at a tailing breaking ball low and outside, and it's nothing and two. Tough to quantify baseball sometimes. Ventura, a 5.67 ERA at the low A level in 15 games. Righty batter Gomez calls time. Digs back in towards the back of that righty batter's box. Wags the bat off the right shoulder. Awaiting the 0-2. Here it comes. Pokes it on the right side. Second baseman Smith to his left. Makes the play on the outfield grass, high throw, but the first baseman Reimer comes back down, taps his foot on the bag for out number two. So good to see DeAndre Smith getting acclimated at second base after an error earlier in the game. And their space is empty with two away. But following that promotion from low A St. Lucie, Ventura has been nothing but really superb. A 2.73 ERA through five Brooklyn starts. It's nearly three runs less. First pitch breaking ball misses low and outside. And it's 1-0 to Ben Cowles.
And it's interesting because you consider the Florida State League more notoriously known as a very pitcher-friendly league.
1-0. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line, but it hooks foul out into Luna Park. And it's 1-1. But yeah, Ventura has just found a level that he was unable to reach with low-A St. Lucie for whatever reason. His last three starts, 19 innings, 3-0, a 2.37 ERA during that span, only six hits given up. 1-1, misses high, Callis takes, and it's two balls and one strike. The infield back. First baseman Reimer playing well off the line. 2-0 Hudson Valley here in the top of the fourth. Ventura's 2-1. Misses badly outside. And it's three balls and one strike. Cal is a former Maryland Terrapin righty batter out of the seventh spot this evening for Hudson Valley. Rest the bat off the right shoulder. 3-1. Cal's takes a breaking ball that drops in for a called strike. It's 3-2. Cal's one of two long balls for the Renegades yesterday. He and Jesus Rodriguez, who bats cleanup tonight. Here's a payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball from Ventura, his second punch out of the frame. And he works a 1-2-3 inning for the second frame in a row as well. At the end of 3.5, Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
The bottom of the fourth we go from Brooklyn, Hudson Valley 2, and the Cyclones nothing here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app. Thanks for hanging out with us with Justin Rock. My name's Johnny Gadamowitz. Well, the bad news for Brooklyn is that they have no hits in this ballgame. The good news is that they do have 3-4-5 up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, then Jacob Reimer. First, Alex Ramirez. Right-handed hitting center fielder. 0-for-1 with a ground out so far tonight. First pitch, Ramirez waves and misses at a tailing breaking ball in the lefty batter's box. And it's nothing and one. Ramirez at 238 so far this season. He's been with Brooklyn for all of it. A one. Swinging a fly ball, shallow center field. Shortstop Serna back onto the shallow center grass. Makes the one-handed catch for out number one. Not much action offensively for Brooklyn all night tonight. And one up, one down for the right-hander Justin Lang to begin this bottom of the fourth. Now Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra struck out on a drop third strike, but reached safely at first on the wild pitch. Swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Consuegra 0-for-3 yesterday. A walk and a strikeout each to his name. A one pitch misses downstairs, and it is 1-1. Consuegra, the designated hitter for Brooklyn tonight. Saw him play right field last night in Brooklyn's 4-2 loss. 1-1. Consuegra fouls it back in our direction, up over our heads, and out of the stadium. And it's one ball and two strikes. Been a bit of a struggle recently for Stanley. Just 2 for his last 19 entering play tonight. The 1-2. Consuegra takes high and tight. And it is two balls and two strikes. More and more cloud coverage starting to roll in here on Coney Island. No immense threat of precipitation. A chance, though. 2-2. Drops in there for a called strike three on the breaking ball. Consuegra not a fan, but Elliot Melton rings him up. On a borderline pitch, maybe a little bit high. Consuegra not a fan, but it's an out all the same. And Justin Lang has his fifth punch out of the night so far. Another backwards K. Now Jacob Reimer. First toss. Reimer takes a breaking ball for a strike. Nothing and one. Reimer 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout so far tonight. Lang ahead on him, nothing and one, he deals. Reimer taps it foul, right-hand side, and it's nothing and two. Give Justin Lang credit, he's been getting ahead on a lot of these Brooklyn hitters, and that has paid dividends, allowed him to keep the pitch count low, relatively speaking. He's in the mid-50s right now. 0-2, misses a bit high, and it's one ball and two strikes to the righty batting Reimer. Reimer didn't have a hit yesterday. He did have two walks, though. Open stance. 1-2. Misses in towards the hips. And it's two balls and two strikes. Jacob, who, of course, was promoted from low A, alongside his former St. Lucie Met teammate and current Cyclone teammate, Jet Williams. 2-2. Fouls it straight back. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Reimer, the newly named number 14 prospect in the Met organization, according to the midseason list recently updated by Baseball America. Here's a 2-2. Reimer checks his swing and went around on appeal, according to Brian Laws, the base umpire. So back-to-back strikeouts for Justin Lang to conclude the bottom of the fourth. He's got six on the night, and Brooklyn continues to have zero base hits through four innings. At the end of four, it is Hudson Valley 2 and the Cyclones nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Moving right along on Coney Island, we go to inning number 5 here from Maimonides Park, where the Hudson Valley Renegades have a 2-0 lead on top of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Jordani Ventura allowed two runs in the first inning. He's been pretty solid since then, though, up until this point. And now he begins the fifth, getting 8-9-1, Familia, Flores, and Jones. And for the play-by-play, I'll pass the baton back off to my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Christopher Familia, Rafael Flores, Spencer Jones, the 3-2 up in the inning. And Ventura's first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Jordani retired 9 in a row since issuing a leadoff walk in the second. The 1-0, and Familia takes down and in. It's two balls and no strikes. Get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. The 2-0. High, it's three balls and no strikes. The 3-0, and Familia takes high for ball four. So that the first base runner Hudson Valley has had it since the second inning. And for Ventura, that is fourth walk of the night. One on, nobody out. Now the 9 batter, Rafael Flores, ground out to short in his first at bat. He's 0-for-1.
Yeah, that ends a streak of 9 straight retired by the righty arm Ventura.
Ventura from the stretch. And the first pitch misses up and in. 5 straight out of the zone to start the fifth from Ventura. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Cyclones and Renegades have been playing against one another since Brooklyn's first year in 2001. Our question is, in franchise history, which Cyclone has the most RBIs in their franchise history against Hudson Valley? See with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Familia leads off first. Now the 1-0. And this hit in the air right field. Racing towards the line. Clifford to his left. But this will get out of play into Brooklyn's bullpen. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Hudson Valley, two runs, two hits, no errors. They have left two. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, an error. They have left two as well. Take a look around the South Atlantic League. We're in the top half of this fifth inning. The righty's 1-1. And Flores takes low. They count two balls and a strike. Bottom of the sixth, Bowling Green, a 5-3 lead on Greensboro. Brock Jones, Willie Vasquez, Nick Schnell. Vol homered in that ball game for the Hot Rods. The 2-1. This pulled foul. Everybody scattering by the top step of Hudson Valley's third base dugout. And it's even at 2-2. Bottom of the fourth in Hickory. Rome a 5-1 lead on the Crawdads. Cedric de Grand Prix still chucking for Rome. Hudson Valley having a good old time in the third base dugout as they lead by two in the fifth. They've already punched their ticket to the postseason. Did that here on Coney Island on June the 20th. The 2-2 inside with a slider. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Bottom of the fifth, Winston-Salem leading Greenville 2-0. Cyclones will take on the drive 2 weeks from now. Final road week of the season for Brooklyn. The payoff pitch outside and low ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Ventura to start the fifth inning. And the Renegades with two on and nobody out for the top of the order in Spencer Jones. Jett Williams and William Lugo, along with Drake Osborne, and now the entire Brooklyn infield gathering to try and help get Ventura back on track. Renegades trying to break this one open here in the middle innings as they lead this one 2-0. Winston-Salem up 2-0 on Greenville in that ball game. Carson McCullough, or rather Connor McCullough for the dash. Dalton Rogers, Tyler Stewart's old college teammate at Southern Miss on the mound for Greenville. Top of the fifth in Maryland, Aberdeen a 3-1 lead on Wilmington. Isaac De Leon, Jacob Teeter have homered in that one for the Ironbirds. Kyle Verbitsky for the Ironbirds. Wilmington had a start from a guy that has not pitched in what seems like forever. This a line drive over the leaping glove of Williams into center for a base hit. Ramirez throws to third, and they can't force the lead runner. Throw is offline. Spencer Jones with his second hit of the ballgame. And the Renegades really threatening now. Bases loaded and nobody out. But Jake Bennett made the start tonight for Wilmington. One of the Nationals' top young pitching prospects. Was his first appearance in almost two full months. Has not pitched since game one of a doubleheader on June 24th. Threw two innings tonight. Gave up two runs on three hits. As Anthony Hall takes high. And the count 1-0 as Brooklyn's bullpen begins to spring to life down the right field line. Then, of course, the game everybody following here on Coney Island. That one down in Lakewood. The 1-0. And Hall, a line drive. That's going to stay fair down the left field line into the corner. Two runs are in it. Jones around second. He's on his way to third. He'll be held there. It's an opposite field two-run double for Anthony Hall. That's his third double in two games this week. And Hudson Valley doubles their lead. It's 4-0. For Hall. That his third double with, fourth double with the Renegades. And RBIs 3 and 4 in Hudson Valley. And with Chris Newell emerging from the first base dugout, have to imagine this is the final line for Jordani Ventura tonight. And three consecutive stellar starts, but the Renegades had his number through 4-plus innings tonight. Renegades 2 runs in. They've got men at second and third and nobody out in the fifth. Brooklyn trailing 4-0 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for a Brooklyn pitching change. It's driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Jordani Ventura's day is done. Brendan Hardy's day begins. It is 4-0 Hudson Valley. Ventura's line not final because runners on base are still his responsibility. A man on second and a man on third. But Ventura's line, as of now, 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts. It was really those 5 walks that did him in as well. And Justin, all things considered, 3 very solid innings, just 2 pretty bad ones. And this fifth inning was a bit too much for Chris Newell to continue to roll with Ventura. So with the infield in and nobody out and 2 in scoring position, Hardy comes on to face Jared Cerna.
And pitch count was also getting up there for Ventura as well in this fifth inning. Infield in all around for Brooklyn. And the first pitch to Cerna, taken for a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Ventura, only 70 pitches, but just 36 strikes tonight. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Cerna is 0-2, reached on an error. And he takes another strike from Hardy. And the count is 0-2. Numbers for Brendan so far this season. Making his 15th appearance, 0-2. A 1.77 ERA. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the slider. So Hardy comes on. Gets a 3-pitch strikeout to start his day. Second and third. One out in the fifth for Jesus Rodriguez. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Hardy just 12 hits allowed in 20 and a third innings. 9 walks, 28 strikeouts. Jesus Rodriguez has walked and struck out. And he takes outside for ball one. Hardy last pitched on Friday night against Aberdeen through the final 3 innings of the shutout. Did not allow a run or a hit. Walked 1 and struck out 2. 46 pitches were a season high. And the 1-0 This is upstairs. And the count 2-0. Hardy quietly has had a marvelous season in Brooklyn's bullpen. Fourth among South Atlantic League relievers in ERA since he made his team debut at the tail end of May. The 2-0 and a swing by Rodriguez at a pitch off the outside corner. And the count 2-1, not a great hack by Jesus. Ahead in the count 2-0. Jones at third, Hall at second. Renegades with two runs already in the fifth. The righty's 2-1. And there's a high pop fly. Jett Williams calling for it, gets interfered with by the second runner at second base and still able to come in behind the pitcher's mound and make the catch for the second out of the fifth inning. Was in the middle of a song and dance with Anthony Hall at second base, trying to get around him to make that catch. But Williams able to fight the base runner and make the play for the second out of the fifth.
And I think they did indeed call some sort of interference as well.
Yeah, that makes the most sense with Brooklyn leaving the field right now. So the batter is out, and so is Hall on interference as he obstructed the pathway for Jett Williams to that baseball. Sergio Santos out to argue, but a rather unusual way for Hudson Valley's rally to end in the fifth. But the Renegades pick up two runs in the inning at the end of four and a half. 4-0 Renegades on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Brooklyn with some work to do offensively. They trail 4-0 as we move to the bottom of the fifth. William Lugo to lead things off in the frame. And the first pitch from Justin Lang misses outside for ball one. Lugo, Smith, and Osborne, 6-7, 8-2 up in the inning. The 1-0, and Lugo takes a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Brooklyn still looking for their first base hit. They have put runners on in two of the last three innings on walks and a drop third strike wild pitch as Lugo takes a called strike two. Line now official on the starter, Jordani Ventura, four plus innings. Four runs all earned on four hits as Lugo, a rising line drive to center. Back goes Jones, away back, reaches up and makes the running catch for the first out of the fifth inning. Spencer Jones, using every inch of his big frame, listed at 6'7", 240, and he needed every inch of his wingspan to make that catch for the first out of the fifth.
Looked a la Alex Ramirez in the center. The long strides, the big wingspan, and Jones doing a nice job tracking down that ball.
Brings up DeAndre Smith. And DeAndre takes a call at strike. It's 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Already have one guest funneled in by our good friend Mary DiBernardo. As Smith fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Rodriguez, it's 0-2. But our question tonight, in Cyclones history, who holds the franchise mark for most RBIs against Hudson Valley? Dating back to the 2001 season. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Mary chiming in with a guess of Luke Ritter. As Smith takes down and away, it's a ball and two strikes. It's a good guess, but Ritter tied for third all-time in RBI against Hudson Valley, at least on the Cyclones end of things, the 1-2. And Smith swings and misses at the pitch in the dirt. Rodriguez trying to apply the tag on Smith running by, and he did catch him on the right leg for the second out. So Lang has struck out three of the last four batters he has faced. That's his seventh punch-out tonight in his Hudson Valley debut. Two out of the fifth for Drake Osborne, who is one of those seven strikeout victims tonight. But the only score we didn't tell you about at the top of the inning is the most important one, at least on the Brooklyn end of things. Jersey Shore taking on Asheville tonight. Brooklyn two games up on Jersey Shore entering play today as Osborne rolls one on the ground at third. Cowles makes the toss to first in time. But Jersey Shore a 4-2 lead on Asheville in the top of the fifth thanks to a Kendall Simmons first inning grand slam. Brooklyn will try and rally back here against Hudson Valley. They trail 4-0 after 5 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth inning, Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 4-0. Renegades with 5, 6, and 7 due up in the inning. Alexander Vargas will lead things off, 1-for-2 with an RBI tonight. Singled and struck out. A little bit of a chill in the air, at least for a mid-August evening here on Coney Island. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Glad to have you with us on this cool Wednesday night. Brendan Hardy's first pitch of the sixth taken for a called strike by Vargas. And the count 0-1. Hardy came on, got the final couple of outs of the fifth inning. The 0-1 to Vargas. There's a broken back ground ball to the first base dugout. And it's 0-2. Vargas will head back to the dugout to retrieve a new piece of wood. Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Question is, in Cyclones history, who has the most RBI against their opponent tonight? The Hudson Valley Renegades. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. That one guess funneled in for Luke Ritter, who is tied for third place on the all-time list with four other players, one of which is in center field tonight. That's Alex Ramirez. The 0-2 to Vargas. And a breaking ball outside. And the count 1-2. Antonio Gomez, Ben Cowles, scheduled to follow. Do have an update to the score we told you about just before we went to break. Good news out of the Garden State. The 1-2. Vargas in the air, right center field. Over to his right is Clifford. Calls off Ramirez and makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. One away, but Ryan Wroblewski, an RBI single. And Jersey Shore's lead is down to 4-3. So they play in the bottom of the fifth inning in that ball game. One out. In the top of the sixth for Antonio Gomez, 0-2. Fly out to center, ground out to second tonight. Gomez, a guy that has been on the Yankees' top 30 prospect list in the past, recently dropped out of the top 30 with the recent re-ranks. As Gomez takes outside for ball one, always been known as a very gifted defensive catcher, still trying to find his rhythm offensively. Luna Park illuminated on this Wednesday night. Here comes the 1-0. And a strike taken by Gomez. It's even at 1-1. Take a look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Mets a winner earlier today against the Pirates, 8-3. Took 2 of 3 from the Bucks. The 1-1 from Hardy. Outside, it's 2 balls and a strike. DJ Stewart, a multi-home run game. Pete Alonso is 36th home run. A bit of weird irony. Alonso with that home run past Keith Hernandez for 10th place on the Mets' all-time RBI list, the 2-1. Inside for ball three. And Gary Cohen kept on giving Keith Hernandez a plenty rough time for Alonso surpassing him on the all-time list. But the kicker of Alonso's home run was this, 3-1. Called strike at 3-2. He hit the home run that helped him surpass Hernandez by hitting it off a left-handed pitcher named Hernandez. As before the payoff pitch, time called it home. The Mets coming away with the win. Tyler McGill picked up the victory. Now the payoff pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike three called. Second strikeout tonight for Hardy. And there are two down in the sixth. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Two down for Ben Cowles. Has walked in, struck out tonight. Extended his on base streak to an even 30. The righty offers, and Cowles takes down and away for ball one. Triple-A Syracuse trailing Columbus Guardians affiliate 3-1. Only run for Syracuse tonight on a Joe Swazi home run. Still hitting 286 up at Triple-A. 1-0 outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Wyatt Young, Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Tomas Nino, Nick Meyer, Brandon McIlwain, Joe Swazi, and the starter Jose Chacin. All 10 in the starting lineup today for Syracuse, a former Cyclone. The 2-0. And Cal swings and misses. It's 2 balls and a strike. I wonder if that's the first time that's happened since Syracuse became the Mets' AAA affiliate, which every single player has come up through the Mets organization. The 2-1. A little bit low. 3 balls and a strike. Actually, all 11 they have used tonight are former Cyclones. Daniel Nunez has come on out of the bullpen. Base is empty. 2 out. 4-0 Hudson Valley. The 3-1 from Hardy. Outside and low for ball four. And Cowles on base with his second walk of the night. First base runner Hardy has allowed. 1 on and 2 out in the sixth for Christopher Familia. Grounded out sharply, walked and scored a run tonight. Double-A Binghamton having a tough go of it tonight at home against Portland Red Sox affiliate. They trail 7-1. JT Schwartz an RBI in that ballgame, but Tyler Stewart lasted just only 3 innings. Gave up 3 runs, struck out 6, walked 3 in that ballgame. First pitch, the lefty batter. This is down and in. It's 1-0. Schwartz, Rowdy Jordan, Hayden Singer, Mateo Gill, Jalen Palmer in the AA lineup tonight. Hardy's 1-0, and Familia lunging at the pitch away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Single A, St. Lucie falling at home in 10 innings to Jupiter Marlins affiliate 4-3. Good news for Cyclone fans. Kevin Parada in his first rehab game. Batted second and was the DH for St. Lucie. The 1-1, a called strike. It's 1-2. Parada 0-4 with a strikeout, a couple of ground balls to third, a strikeout looking, and a line out to short before Carlos Dominguez hit for him in the 10th inning. Maybe Parada will be back end of the week. Early next week on the road as Familia swings and hits it in the air left side. Out is the shortstop, Williams, into his right is Ryland Thomas, and with two hands, Ryland makes the running grab to end the inning. Ryland's dad, Chris, a former NFL wide receiver, and Ryland showing off some route running skills to track down that high fly ball. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of five and a half, still 4-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Been trying to figure out how to replace the likes of Chase Hampton and Drew Thorpe, who are now up at AA Somerset. And Justin Lang, the 21-year-old right-hander, has done a bang-up job in his audition to fill that void. Five no-hit shutout innings to start tonight. And Ryland Thomas will lead off the bottom of the sixth. Made the great running catch to end the top of the inning. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Thomas then back to the top of the order, Williams and Clifford. Lefty, righty, lefty here in the bottom of the sixth, the 0-1. And Thomas ticks down in it. It's even at a ball and a strike. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question. Our question tonight, which Cyclone has the most RBIs in franchise history against Hudson Valley? As Thomas fouls it out of play, it's 1-2. Thad. A guess from our consistent contestant, Mary T. Bernardo, going with Luke Ritter. And as we mentioned earlier, Ritter tied for third in franchise history against Hudson Valley. As that pulled foul. And the count of ball and two strikes. We'll give you the answer after the first out of the inning. Give fans a couple extra seconds to guess as Thomas takes inside. And it's even at 2-2. The 2-2. Thomas fouls it off the hands. Remains even at two balls and two strikes. Renegades, two in the first, two in the fifth. Have a 4-0 lead. The 2-2. And Thomas swings and misses at a back foot slider for strike three. And Thomas thought the ball popped out of Rodriguez's mitt, but it did not. So not dropped, no, it dropped third strike. And Lang has his eighth K for the first out of the sixth. One down. Brings up the top of the order in Jet Williams, one of the few Cyclones that have reached base tonight. As grounded is short and walked. First pitch to Jet. And he takes a call at strike at 0-1. Williams coming into play today. Tied for sixth in all of minor league baseball and walked. Not bad for a guy. A little over a year ago was still taking classes in high school. As Williams takes a strike at 0-2. First baseman Flores off the line. The two-strike pitch and Williams pops it in the air. First base side, Rodriguez gives a look, but this is a souvenir. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. And one young fan who came out here earlier this season, got a giveaway jersey, now has a free baseball. As part of our soccer jersey giveaway earlier this season. That's one a happy young man. The 0-2, Williams line drive right field. There's the first hit of the ball game. Down in front of the right fielder Hall, a one-out single for Jet Williams. Breaks up 5 1/3. No-hit innings to start Justin Lang's high-A career.
And yet again, like clockwork, Jet Williams on base multiple times in a game.
Something he has not stopped doing since his promotion to the South Atlantic League at the beginning of August. Well, Hudson Valley carried a no-hit bid against Brooklyn the last time they were here into the ninth inning. There was some question whether or not that was a clean base hit by Kevin Parada that night. As Clifford fouls it back at 0-1, no question on that line drive to right from Williams there. If you're going to see a no-hitter be broken up, you prefer it to be the way Jet Williams did it. Just a hard, clean liner onto the outfield grass. 0-1 on Clifford, and he takes up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Clifford over 2 has struck out and grounded out tonight. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question, our question today. Throw over to first, and Williams back standing. In Cyclones history, which player has the most RBIs against Hudson Valley? Had a guest for Luke Ritter. It's tied for third on Brooklyn's all-time list. The 1-1. Inside corner, a strike. It's 1-2. The most in a single season against Hudson Valley belongs 2 years ago to Jeremy Vasquez. Drove in 14. But that's not the answer to the question. As Clifford, a towering fly ball right center field. I got underneath it a tad. Coming into his right, Hall to make the catch. As Williams retreats and heads back to first base. No. The answer is Jose Peroza. Now I'm curious what Joe Vasile wrote down.
Joe Swazi.
Joe Swazi. I love it.
I was thinking JP. Jalen Palmer.
Palmer is second on the all-time list with 19, but Jose Peroza, 23 RBIs in a lifetime. 273 average for Brooklyn against Hudson Valley. That'll be all for Justin Lang. 5 2/3 innings, 86 pitches, and no runs allowed, at least to this point, in his high A and Hudson Valley debut. Harrison Cohen coming on. One on, two out. It'll be Cohen against Ramirez when we come back on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Time for another Bicam Auto Mall call to the bullpen. This time it is for the Renegades. Pitching change driven by Bicam Auto Mall. Make sure you pay them a visit, 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or visit BicamAutoMall.com. Right-hander Harrison Cohen on. Only the second Hudson Valley pitcher of the day, as Justin Lang goes 5 2/3, one hit. But the one hit, Jet Williams on first, his responsibility.
Alex Ramirez 0 for 2 tonight. And Harrison Cohen's first pitch breaking ball taken for strike one. Cohen, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. 24 years old from New Hyde Park, New York. As Ramirez swings and misses, did not make contact. Ball squirts away from Jesus Rodriguez. It's 0-2. Williams will take second on the wild pitch. Great to see Courtney Roberts here high atop Maimonides Park on this beautiful Wednesday night, decked out in all pink as part of Dolls on the Diamond here this evening. Courtney and Lily Clark having a big hand in helping put together this night here on Coney Island, of course with the help of our Vice President Stephen Cohen, who has been the star of our Instagram and TikTok pages the last 48 to 72 hours. The 0-2. And Ramirez swings and misses, but maybe caught a piece of it as the ball ended up ricocheting off the chest of Rodriguez. He could not hang on, and so Ramirez stays alive. But the concern now on the health of Rodriguez is Nori Subero. The Hudson Valley trainer has come out alongside manager Sergio Santos. So Rodriguez on a knee right now behind the plate, trying to gather his breath after taking that pitch off the chest. But he'll stay in the ballgame. There we are, Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gademowitz, our special guest tonight, as has been the case a couple times over the last few weeks. Charlie Jacobs shadowing our broadcast, taking it all in high atop Maimonides Park. A little cutout of Thomas Zinzarella on the Hudson Valley broadcast to our left. Good to see Thomas get some TV time tonight as well. Here's the 0-2, and Ramirez takes down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Cohen making his 25th appearance, 2-1, a 3.48 ERA. 25 hits in 33 2/3 innings, 15 walks, 40 strikeouts. Williams at second, the 1-2, and Ramirez swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball, and Brooklyn strands a runner in scoring position in the sixth. Cyclones break up the no-hit bid, but can't break up the shutout. To the seventh we go, 4-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Automake his Maimonides Park debut as the right-hander Bailey Reed takes over for Brendan Hardy. Went two hitless and shutout innings. Struck out two, walked one. And as we head to the seventh, Brooklyn trailing 4-0, taking over the play-by-play. My partner, Johnny Gademowitz. Johnny?
Hey, thank you so much, Justin. Appreciate it as we go to the top of the seventh. Hudson Valley 4, Brooklyn nothing as we enter the top of the seventh. 9-1-2 for Hudson Valley. Rafael Flores, Spencer Jones, then Anthony Hall. First pitch misses inside towards the hips of the righty hitter Rafael Flores. It's 1-0. Bailey Reed, the new arm in the game for the Cyclones. Brendan Hardy was solid out of the bullpen. 1-0. Misses up and in yet again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hardy, two hitless, scoreless innings, a walk, and two strikeouts. He continues what has been just a magnificent season for him in Brooklyn since joining them in late May. As a 2-0 misses down and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. Flores, a patient hitter in that righty batter's box. As Bailey Reed tries to battle back here, the first batter he's faced tonight. 3-0. Swing and a tapper, third base side. Collected on a backhand by Lugo off two hops. Starts one over to first in time for out number one.
An interesting decision by Hudson Valley to give Flores the green light there. 3-0 on a pitcher who hasn't thrown in over a week. And he rolls over on it. Bailey Reed will take that for the first out of the seventh.
Especially because his job gets a little more difficult now as we go back to the top. For the Hudson Valley leadoff man, Spencer Jones, a pair of singles already tonight. Righty arm on lefty bat pitch. Jones takes a fastball called strike outside corner, and it's nothing and one. That last heater touching 92 on the gun from the right-hander Reed. Jones, the back of the lefty batter's box, 0-1, takes side, and it's a ball and a strike to the former Vanderbilt Commodore. Jones, a 2022 first-round selection by the New York Yankees organization. 1-1. Jones takes downstairs and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Brooklyn infield shifted to the right. 2-1. Jones takes just a bit outside, and it's three balls and one strike to the Hudson Valley leadoff man. Spencer responding nicely after his 0-for-4 day yesterday, a pair of strikeouts. Already collected multiple base hits tonight, the two singles. Here's a 3-1. Jones takes a strike over the heart of the zone, and it's 3-2. Spencer wearing number 93 on his gray road Hudson Valley jersey. It's not every day, especially in baseball. You see a 93, 3-2. Misses low, ball four, and Jones is aboard with a one-out walk.
He's got to be the only guy in minor league baseball wearing number 93, right? Like,
I'd be hard-pressed to find another.
I'm impressed that Aberdeen has numbers that range all the way up into the upper 60s, and that is generally on the larger side. I feel like that was a special request for 93. Maybe Spencer Jones thinking to the future, joining Aaron Judge in the Yankees outfield.
First pitch fastball strike to Anthony Hall, and it's nothing and one. Jones off of first base. He is big, 6'7 frame, but he does have plenty of speed. 30 steals to his name so far this year. That paces this Renegade squad. There he goes. Pitch up and away. Throw down is wide right. Jones is in safely, and a man in scoring position on his 31st stolen base of the campaign. So Jones continuing to wreak havoc on the base paths. It was a good pitch to throw down on, up and away. And Jones just beat it out as the throw from Osborne sailed wide to the right. Didn't come in very late, so maybe if it was a little bit more on the money, perhaps Jones could have been plucked off the bases, but we'll never know. And instead, a runner on second base. One gone here in this 4-0 ball game. A ball and a strike up coming to the lefty batter, Hall. Reed working out of the stretch. We'll see if Jones wants to get uber aggressive here and think about swiping third. He does. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and he takes third without a throw. Jones was halfway to third before Bailey Reed released the baseball. So Jones, after his walk, swipes second, swipes third. He's 90 feet from scoring Hudson Valley's fifth run. The 1-2 misses just a bit away, and it is two balls and two strikes. Only one out, so all it will take, you'd figure, is a deep fly ball from Hall to score the speedy leadoff man, Jones. Third baseman Lugo not holding him on. Infield in, 2-2. Misses inside, and it's three balls and two strikes. Full night sky has taken shape here at the ballpark. Lights glaring down on the turf field below. Lefty batter Hall. Practice swing, now back in, and a 3-2. Takes inside, ball forward towards the hips. So put men on the corners now, with still only one gone, and Jared Serna set to come to bat.
Yeah, Reed hasn't pitched in over a week. Having a little trouble recalibrating his location. Just five of his first 16 pitches have been strikes.
And that is the seventh free pass issued by Brooklyn pitchers tonight. We're only in the seventh inning.
And that after not allowing a single walk all of last night.
Jordani Ventura, Brooklyn starter, walked five before Brendan Hardy issued one free pass. Ugly swing and a miss on a first pitch breaking ball down and away to Jared Serna, and it's nothing and one. Serna, the three batter for these Renegades. Reached on an error, a flyout, and a strikeout so far tonight. Reed ahead on him, 0-1 here. Middle infield playing back, double play depth, 0-1. Swing and a miss. High cheese from Reed that time at 91. And he's ahead on the righty hitting Serna, 0-2. Hudson Valley, four runs on four hits. Brooklyn has not had much offense to counter. They're scoreless on only one base hit. And it came in the last frame, the bottom of the sixth. A one-out single from Jet Williams. He was stranded at second. 0-2. Serna takes outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. This, of course, game two of six between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones a two-game cushion on top of second-place Jersey Shore. As we roll through the second half, the 1-2 in the dirt. Good block by Osborne to get the chest protector on it. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez next. Men on the corners, one gone, 4-0 Renegades, and a 2-2 pitch upcoming. Throw over to first is high, and it sails into the camera well and out of play. Run home to score in the process, make it 5-0 Hudson Valley. It was a solid pickoff move from Reed, who in all likelihood very well could have gotten the runner Hall at first base. But instead, he'll advance up to second. And Jones home to score, so it's 5-0 Renegades. So an interesting trip around the base pads for Spencer Jones, who walked, stole two, then came home on an error. 2-2 misses inside, ball three, and the righty hitter Serna works the count full. Well, Brooklyn now has made two errors tonight. That has contributed to some of the Renegades scoring. 3-2. Hits him. Off the hands. And the batter, Serna, throws the bat to the ground in frustration, just shaking it off. So Serna will certainly feel that one tomorrow, and he'll be tended to by the Hudson Valley Athletic Training Staff.
A lot of running for Nori Sabero over the last two half innings. Had Jesus Rodriguez get a foul ball off the chest behind the plate, and now Serna getting that fastball right off the hands.
Continues to be tended to just outside the batter's circle to the left of it, but appears to be all good as that meeting has disbanded. He'll make his way down to first base. Still only one out in the frame, a 5-0 Hudson Valley lead. So that puts men on first and second with only one gone. Already one home in the frame on the errant throw from the pitcher Reed on a pickoff attempt. Hauls the runner on second. Serna behind him on first. With one away here in the top of the seventh. It's 5-0 Renegades. Now the cleanup batter, Jesus Rodriguez. Walk, strikeout, and a pop-up so far tonight. Righty arm on righty bat. First pitch, and it hits Rodriguez. Runs inside and just caught the side of him. So Rodriguez will occupy first now on back-to-back hit-by-pitches. And Hudson Valley has juiced the bases with still only one away. Hall up to third. Serna occupies second. And now Rodriguez behind him at first. Brooklyn getting some action brewing down the right field line in the bullpen, as you might expect. So some bruises here in the top of the seventh. And Chris Newell is out from the dugout on the first base side. We'll see if this is indeed to make a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Haven't seen the signal just yet, and he does indeed pull the trigger. So Reed's day is done, and a new arm into the game for the Cyclones. We'll have them for you after a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. And log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Sammy Tavares. 6'7", 260. 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. A tough return back to the mound for Bailey Reed. A third of an inning, no hits. One unearned run to this point. Two walks, two hit batters, no strikeouts, 23 pitches, and seven strikes as Tavares comes on. Bases loaded and one out in the top of the seventh.
And all those base runners, obviously the responsibility of Bailey Reed. Bases juiced, one away. First pitch from Tavares misses in and low. Nice job by Osborne to get the glove on it, and it's 1-0. So Tavares on the right-hander. The first batter he faces, Alexander Vargas. Singled homer run in the first. 0-2 since then. 1-0 from Tavares. Swinging a broken bat. Foul ball, right-hand side. And it's 1-1. Almost tore the entirety, or not almost, did tear the entirety of the barrel from the handle that was flung between first and second base. So he'll retrieve a new piece of lumber. And he tosses the handle back towards the direction of the Hudson Valley dugout, but there's not much handle left.
I was going to say that barrel almost ended up as a base hit into right field.
It's a well-placed barrel.
Do you get points for where the barrel ends up?
Hall on third, Serna on second, Rodriguez on first. It's 5-0 Renegades. 1-1 count, one gone in the top of the seventh. Tavares deals. Swinging a pop-up, left-hand side. Third baseman Lugo ranging into foul ground and makes the two-handed catch. Well, that's a big pop-out if there ever was one for Sammy Tavares. who makes this a much more manageable two-out bases loaded situation. So frustrating end result for Alexander Vargas, who makes his way back to the Hudson Valley dugout. Steps back into it on the third base side. So two away, bases still loaded, runners stay put for the designated hitter, Antonio Gomez. Gomez 0 for 3 so far tonight. Tavares set at the belt, working out of the stretch, a high left leg kick. First pitch fouled back, and it's nothing and one. 96 that time from Tavares. He can dial it up mid to upper 90s. However, the control is an issue, and he has had a couple of outings this year that have really just gotten out from underneath him and spiraled in the wrong direction. Ahead here, though, no balls and one strike. He deals. Breaking ball misses just a bit in, and it's 1-1 to the righty batter Gomez. Well, it's been one of those nights for Brooklyn offensively, only one base hit. Renegade pitching has been dominant through this contest thus far. 1-1, fastball grounded to second. Smith on an eight, goes to second, keeps it himself, and wins the race as he taps second base to retire the side. That was closer than I think DeAndre would have thought, but he will take out number three all the same. So Tavares comes on and retires the only two batters that he faces. Hudson Valley still does score a run to extend the lead, though. It's 5-0 Renegades on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, through six innings so far tonight, the Cyclones have only mustered one base hit. It came in the sixth, a one-out single off the bat of Jett Williams. First pitch of the seventh is a breaking ball called strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Stanley Consuegra, the batter, Harrison Cohen, the pitcher, out for his first full inning of work out of the Hudson Valley bullpen. A one. Consuegra swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball, and it is nothing and two. Stanley today reached on a drop third strike and then struck out looking in his next at-bat. 0-2 on the way. Consuegra takes a breaking ball in the dirt low and outside, and it's 1-2. It's Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn nothing. Renegades trying to make it back-to-back victories to open up this 6-game homestand for the Cyclones. A really 12-game homestand for the Cyclones, 6-game series. 1-2, Consuegra swings and misses at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Cohen, and there's one away. So back-to-back punch-outs for Harrison Cohen since he's come on in relief. Came on with two out in the top of the sixth and struck out the only batter that he faced in Alex Ramirez. Bottom of the seventh starts a similar way. That now the 10th punch-out by Renegade pitchers so far tonight after Justin Lang, the starter, punched eight. First toss to Jacob Reimer on the outside corner for a strike, 95 that time from Cohen, and it's nothing and one. Hudson Valley infield plays back in an 0-1 upcoming to Reimer pitch. Swinging a ground ball, slowly hit left side. Cerna the shortstop in, sidearm throw to first in time for out number two. So two up, two down, and two quick outs at that for Harrison Cohen. Now he gets William Lugo. Bases empty and two away. Cohen, a local product from Syosset on Long Island. About an hour and 5-10 minutes from Coney Island. That's no traffic, of course. First pitch, William Lugo fouls it away. Right-hand side onto the concourse, and it's nothing and one. Always got to account for the traffic times here in the metropolitan area. 0-1 upcoming to Lugo. Righty arm on righty bat. Cohen deals. And Lugo checks his swing and did not go. On appeal to the base umpire, Laws. And it's 1-1. Parachute jump lit in orange right now. Red taking over. Always alternating colors. 1-1. Lugo takes a fastball high above the zone. And it is 2-1. Always fascinated to see just how many different colors, how many different lights you can count when you look beyond the fence here at Maimonides Park. 2-1 misses outside, and it is 3-1. Got the Thunderbolt roller coaster outlined in blue, and red letters flashing on and off, up and down. Thunderbolt written vertically just beyond the batter's eye. 3-1. Fouled away, right-hand side. And, of course, there is the flume ride just offset to the right of the Thunderbolt. That's got the white lights, almost like a holiday display in December, if you will. And the slingshot out and left, all sorts of different colors. The Wonder Wheel, 3-2. Hit in the air off the bat of Lugo. Shallow center field. No, it stays in the infield. And the shortstop, Cerna, makes the catch just offset to the left of second base. So it is a 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh for Harrison Cohen, who looks sharp so far. He's retired all four batters that he has faced. So at the end of seven, this one all Renegades. 5-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the eighth inning. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park. Justin Rock with you. Hudson Valley leading this one by a score of 5-0. As we move to the top half of the eighth, Hudson Valley, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 7 tonight. Brooklyn, no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors. They have left 3 as Tavares fires a fastball by the barrel of Ben Kals. And the count, no balls and a strike. Kals, Familia Flores, 7-8-9, due up in the inning. The breaking ball from Tavares misses inside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Tavares works to the third base side of the rubber. Sets down by his belt. The 1-1. Pitch inside. And it's now 2-1 on Cowles, who has reached base twice tonight. A couple of walks and a strikeout. The righty's 2-1. Fastball outside. And they count 3 balls and a strike. Three-one, outside and low ball 4. And Cowles works a walk to lead off the eighth inning. Second time in 4 innings, Hudson Valley has received the leadoff walk. One on, nobody out in the eighth. Brings up the left fielder, Christopher Familia. Familia 0 for 2 with a walk. Fly to shallow left in his last at-bat. Runner goes, and the first pitch hit down the left field line. Hooking towards the pole, but foul. Out beyond the Hudson Valley bullpen. And the count, no balls and a strike. Scoreboard update from Lakewood right now. Bottom of the eighth inning. Jersey Shore nursing a one-run lead. 5-4 over Asheville in that contest. Brooklyn coming into play today. 2 games up on the Blue Claws with 23 left to play. The righty's 0-1. Way inside with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Wednesday night. Mets an 8-3 win earlier today against the Pirates. DJ Stewart, a multi-home run game. Pete Alonso, a solo shot, is 36th. Familia takes outside. And the count now 2-1. Tigers, an 8-7 winner earlier today against Minnesota. Riley Green went deep, as did Kerry Carpenter. Multi-home run day for Spencer Torkelson. As that one low. And the count now 3-1. Jorge Polanco, Max Kepler with long balls for Minnesota in that ball game. Diamondbacks over the Rockies, 9-7. Christian Walker, a multi-home run game for Arizona. Ryan McMahon, Nolan Jones with home runs for Colorado. The 3-1 is high for ball 4. So back-to-back walks allowed by Tavares to start the eighth. Brooklyn has now walked 10 hitters tonight. And the Renegades 2-on, nobody out in the eighth for the 9 batter, Rafael Flores. Flores 0-for-2 with a walk. Couple of ground balls to the left-hand side. Rays beat the Giants 6-1 today. Featured one of the more interesting inside the park home runs I've seen as this hit in the air to right. In and to his left is Clifford to make the catch. And he makes a strong throw all the way to third base on a line to force Cowles back to second, who was baiting a throw about a quarter of the way off the second base pillow. So there's the first out of the eighth inning. 2-on, 1 out, and back to the top of the order in Spencer Jones. Jones been on base 3 times tonight, 2 singles and a walk. But the Rays, a 6-1 win against the Giants. Josh Lowe and Brandon Lowe with home runs, or Brandon Lau with a home run in that ball game. Runner goes to third. The pitch is low. Throw down by Osborne, not in time. Lugo can't believe it. And Cowles has stolen third baseman at the corners and nobody out. Chorus of boos from the hometown crowd with a bang-bang play there at third. And Cowles comes away with his 17th stolen base. But the third of 3 Tampa homers today came off the bat of Luke Raley. Hit one off the brick wall in right center. skimmed along the very top of the center field fence for about a solid 10 feet. The 1-0, a foul tip into the glove of Osborne. It's 1-1. And then, and only then, did it roll back down on it to the warning track in center. And by the time they picked up the baseball, Raley was already rounding third for an inside the Parker. 1-1. There is a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Go check that video out if you haven't seen it yet. Don't think I've ever seen an inside the Parker quite like that one, Johnny.
That's what I was going to say. Definitely check the box of things you've never seen before.
1-2. And Jones, a tapper behind the plate, stays at a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning in Cincinnati. Reds beating up on the Guardians 7-2. Stuart Fairchild and Matt McClain, each with home runs in that ballgame. Noah Syndergaard gave up six runs on eight hits in four and a third. Gabriel Arias, a home run for Cleveland, to seventh. 1-2 to Jones. Outside, and it's even at two balls and two strikes. Headed to the bottom of the eighth in Miami. Astros up 12-5 on the Marlins. Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Chaz McCormick have left the ballpark for Houston. 2-2. Low in the count full. Justin Verlander didn't have his best start, but leaves in line for the win. Gave up five runs, four earned on nine hits in five innings. Verlander hasn't exactly been a world beater. Certainly hasn't gone back to his Cy Young form since joining the Astros at the deadline from the Mets. The payoff pitch, and Jones off the hands. This one up onto the upper deck. Remains at 3-2. Bottom of the ninth in St. Louis. Oakland up 8-0 on the Cardinals. Tyler Soderstrom, a solo home run, the second of his major league career. Paul Blackburn and Austin Pruitt right now combining on the shutout. Cowles at third, Familia at first. One out in the eighth. Hudson Valley a 5-0 lead. The payoff. And Jones, another foul ball on top of Hudson Valley's third base dugout. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Going to the bottom of the eighth in Washington, Nationals and Red Sox tied at two. Michael Chavis, Stone Garrett with home runs for Washington. Pablo Reyes, a game-tying two-run homer in the eighth. Runner goes from first to 3-2, and Jones a line drive base hit into left field. One run is in. On his way to third, Familia, he'll be waved around. Throw in by the cutoff man won't be made. It's an opposite field two-run double for Spencer Jones, his third hit of the night. And Hudson Valley's broken it open at 7-0 in the eighth. 27th double for Jones, RBIs 53 and 54. And Brooklyn's woe continues on this Wednesday evening.
Well, Jones is enjoying a very productive day at the dish. You go 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts yesterday. Well, how's this for a response? Four times he's reached base. He's got two singles, a double, a walk, a couple of stolen bases, couple of runs, couple of RBIs. Filling up the box score to the 10th degree.
Man at second, one out. Anthony Hall, the batter, has walked twice and doubled. Drove in a pair, and he takes and swings and misses. It's 0-1. Top of the seventh in Toronto. Phillies up 7-4 on the Blue Jays. The 0-1 inside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Bryce Harper, his eighth home run of the year for Philly. Dalton Varsho, a two-run shot, is 15th for Toronto. Williams holds on the runner at second base. A 1-1 pitch. And Hall laid on the fastball down at 94. It's 1-2. Braves shutting out the Yankees 2-0. That game in the bottom of the eighth in Atlanta. Eddie Rosario, a two-run home run, is 18th. A 1-2 from Tavares, and this tapper behind the dish stays at a ball and two strikes. Charlie Morton, Pierce Johnson, Kirby Yates right now combining on a four-hit shutout of the Yankees after New York was one hit last night by Atlanta. Angels leading the Rangers 1-0 in the top of the sixth. Rangers still don't have a base hit. 1-2 on the inside corner, strike three call. All down looking. First strikeout tonight for Sammy Tavares. And there are two out in the eighth. Painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Man at second, two down. Jared Cerna, the batter, 0 for 3, was hit by a pitch his last time up. And Tavares, a breaking ball low. And the count 1-0. Marie Detmers, who threw a no-hitter last year for the Angels, 5 no-hit innings at the start for the Halos tonight. Shohei Ohtani, his 42nd home run of the year for the game's only run. John Gray on the mound for the Rangers tonight. Sammy's 1-0, and Cerna lost the top hand, swings through an elevated fastball, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Bottom of the fifth in Chicago, White Sox up 3-0 on the Cubs. Gavin Sheets, a two-run home run, is ninth. Mike Clevinger against Javier Assad. Hudson Valley, a 7-0 lead here in the top of the eighth. Now the 1-1. Outside and low. Nice backhanded stop by Osborne. It's two balls and a strike. Heading to the bottom of the fourth in Kansas City. Mariners a 4-3 lead on the Royals. Cal Raleigh, a two-run homer, is 21st. Royals into their bullpen. Luis Castillo still firing for Seattle. As there's a strike on the outer half. And the count evens at 2-2. Bottom of the third in San Diego. Padres trailing the Orioles 1-0. Anthony Santander with an RBI sac fly. Dean Kramer against Blake Snell. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Cerna, a hard ground ball to second. Staying down on it, Smith. He'll make the throw to first in time to end the inning. Only other score we haven't told you about. Dodgers and Brewers tonight at 10-10. Clayton Kershaw against Wade Miley. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 7-0 Renegades on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Harrison Cohen out for his second full inning of relief as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Renegades leading Brooklyn 7-0. Series continues tomorrow night. Game three of this six-game series. It'll be Joelmi Ramirez for Brooklyn tomorrow. 1-1 at 2.57 ERA. Brock Selvidge, one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, left-hander 2-0. 266 ERA will get the ball, and eat up meal deal tomorrow. As the first pitch of the inning to DeAndre Smith, taken for a called strike one. But for $20, special ticket offer gets you a hot dog, chicken tenders, or burger, plus chips and a soft drink. $3 upcharge for the kosher option. Smith takes a strike at the letters. It's 0-2. It'll also be rock and roll appreciation night tomorrow. Unfortunately, I do not have the 80s hairband hairdo. I would kill for just any of those locks as Smith fouls it back. Remains at no balls and two strikes. Gates open at 6 tomorrow. Our coverage starts at 6:45, 7 o'clock first pitch. Right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Postgame fireworks on Friday. As this one pulled foul. And it stays at 0-2. And Saturday, the coup de grace. Seinfeld night here at the ballpark. First 2,500 fans getting a George Costanza marine biologist bobblehead. If you haven't purchased your tickets now, hurry. They are limited at best. And Smith fouls it out of play. Still at 0-2. Also a reminder, 6 o'clock start on Saturday night. And then Sunday, a Brooklyn Bridge cap giveaway to the first 1,000 fans. In addition to our Lego Ninjago make and take day. Smith takes outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Create the perfect ninja photo and take home your own baby dragon build. Inflatables in the backyard as part of our Sunday fun day. The 1-2 outside. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hudson Valley is 7-0 lead. Renegades 2 in the first, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the seventh, and 2 more in the eighth. The 2-2, and Smith fouls another one behind the dish. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Will be Jawilmy Ramirez against Brock Selvidge tomorrow. Yoander Suarez against Leonardo Pestana at 7 o'clock on Friday. 2-2. Outside and low, it's full. Jordan Gieber will make his return, reinstated off the IL yesterday. Will make his start for Brooklyn on Seinfeld night on Saturday. Zach Messenger for the Renegades. And then Brendan Beck against a pitcher to be named later in the series finale on Sunday afternoon. The payoff pitch, low ball 4. And DeAndre is on with a leadoff walk. Great at bat from Smith. Fell behind 0-2 and then just kept fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch until he worked a walk.
You know, if Brooklyn wants any chance at making something happen here, Cyclones are going to need base runners one at a time. Can't make a 7-0 deficit disappear with the snap of your fingers, and that starts with just simply working good at-bats, and Smith doing just that.
Drake Osborne 0-2, and he swings and misses in the count 0-1. Osborne, it's been an interesting season for Drake here in the South Atlantic League. There have been teams he has flat-out controlled. Saw it last week with Aberdeen, 4 of his 9 home runs this year against the Ironbirds. As Osborne takes high, it's 1-1. Similarly, has eviscerated Wilmington every time the Cyclones have battled the Blue Rocks. But Hudson Valley, it has been an opposite effect. 1-1. And Osborne ticks up and away. It's 2 balls and a strike. Drake still looking for his first hit of the year against Hudson Valley for whatever reason. The Renegades have had his number, including tonight. Osborne 0-for-27. And this is ninth game against the Renegades this year. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down to second, not in time. Count now 3-1 on Osborne as DeAndre Smith picks up a stolen base. And Brooklyn a man in scoring position and nobody out as they try and break up this shutout. 7 stolen bag and 8 tries for DeAndre. Cohen working from the third base side of the mound. Renegades do have some movement down the left field line. The 3-1, and Osborne fouls it off the hands. This is a souvenir along the third base side, and the count full at 3-2. Pitching the C, we talked about it earlier this season. Daniel Murphy trying to make a comeback, not only in the Long Island Ducks, but was picked up by the Angels. He's playing at AAA Salt Lake as Osborne strikes out on the high fastball. One away in the bottom of the eighth for Harrison Cohen. That is third K. And that'll be all for the right-hander tonight. Sergio Santos out of the third base dugout. And he'll make a by-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Cohen at 33 pitches in his second full inning of relief. And it'll be a new arm coming on to try and get the final two outs of the eighth. Man at second, one out. Brooklyn trails 7-0. It'll be Cole Ayers against Ryland Thomas. And we come back on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Cole Ayers, the new arm into the game for the Renegades. He takes the spot of Harrison Cohen, hitting a two-thirds of hitless relief with three strikeouts and a walk for the righty arm. Cohen now airs on. DeAndre Smith on second.
First pitch he throws to Ryland Thomas, misses up and in. And the count 1-0. Ayers, the third different arm used by Hudson Valley tonight. And the 1-0, a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Ayers, 6'3", a buck 85. Celebrate his 24th birthday tomorrow from Cincinnati, Ohio. As Ayers misses upstairs, it's two balls and a strike. Yankees 16th round pick, I should say. 2 years ago out of the State College of Florida. The 2-1. Thomas slaps it down the left field line. Out of play, it's two balls and two strikes. Ayers joined Hudson Valley last Tuesday. He's made three appearances, 0-1, a 4.5 ERA. That in the dirt, kicks to the left of the catcher, Rodriguez. And Smith will advance all the way to third base on the wild pitch. The count now 3-2 on Thomas. And Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout, has a man at third and one out. But Ayers, five hits allowed in six innings, a walk, four Ks, at a 4.08 ERA, and 34 relief appearances at Single-A Tampa. Gave up a run on two hits in an inning his last time out. Another one goes all the way to the backstop. Smith breaks for the plate. The throw home, not in time. A wild pitch and a run. Brooklyn breaks up the shutout at 7-1 in the eighth. Ryland Thomas works a walk as that pitch in the dirt was ball four. And the Cyclones with a run across as DeAndre able to coax himself around the bases. One on and one out, one in for Jet Williams, who has walked and singled his last two times. And Ayers misses high for ball one. Fastball, slider, change up the arsenal for Ayers. Started his college career at the University of Kentucky. Is pulled on the ground at third. Fielded there on to second for one relay. Back to first by Vargas, not in time. So a fielder's choice to get the lead runner at second. So a man at first and two out in the bottom of the eighth inning. For Ryan Clifford, who's 0 for 3. Flied out to right in his last at-bat. But Ayers, big athletic family. His dad, Mike, a former professional ball player in his own right, was in the Pirates organization between 1996 and 2001. Clifford takes a strike at 0-1. And like his dad, Mike, Cole now is South Atlantic League alum. Mike playing for Augusta in 96 and 97. As Clifford takes inside, it's even at a ball and a strike. His dad, or his uncle Nick, I should say, played in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals, the 1-1. Clifford out in front, it's 1-2. Was a big Noah Syndergaard fan growing up, watching him when he was still chucking for the Mets. 1-2, struck him out on the off speed. So Brooklyn picks up a run here in the eighth without the benefit of a base hit. One run, no hits, no errors, one man left. At the end of eight, Hudson Valley 7 and Brooklyn 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Yet another Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. We've had a number of them so far tonight. The fifth Brooklyn pitcher of the evening, it is Luis Montas. And he enters this game taking the spot of Sammy Tavares. It is Hudson Valley 7 and Brooklyn 1 as we move to the ninth. On the Cyclone Radio Network, the Valley Live app, thanks so much for sticking with us. And for the play-by-play, take us home the rest of the way. Here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Luis Montas on in relief as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Montas 6-2, 203. Will celebrate his 23rd birthday a month from today from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. His first pitch misses inside and low to Jesus Rodriguez. And the count 1-0. Rodriguez 0-2 has walked in, been hit by a pitch. He's also struck out and flied out. This hit on the ground at third. Fielded at the chest by Lugo. Low throw dug out on the forehand by Reimer. And there is one away in the ninth inning. Brings up Alexander Vargas. 1-for-4 with a base hit and an RBI tonight. Fouled out to third in his last at-bat. Numbers for Montas so far this season, making his seventh appearance with Brooklyn. Is this a ground ball up the middle? Fielded by Smith to his right on the move. Throws to Reimer at first, two down. So one second baseman retires the other. Two out for Antonio Gomez, who is 0 for 4. But Montas 0-1, a 5.87 ERA, 11 hits and 7 and 2/3 innings. A walk and 8 strikeouts. Montas gave up 2 runs on a hit in an inning in Brooklyn's bullpen game on Saturday against Zamberti. Fastball slider change for Luis. And the first pitch fastball ripped by Gomez. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn will have 3, 4, and 5 due up in the bottom of the ninth, trailing at least by 6. The 0-1 stung on the ground at third. Charging in on it, Lugo. And the sidearm throw to first in plenty of time. And Luis Montas has a 3 ground ball, 5 pitch. Top half of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Brooklyn needs 6 to tie, 7 to walk it off. They trail 7-1 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Stays on as we move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hudson Valley a 7-1 lead. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and look ahead to game 3 in this series tomorrow night. And if you're a Cyclone fan bummed at the prospect of dropping the first 2 games of the series, may I remind you, the last time the Renegades were here, Hudson Valley won the first 2 on Tuesday and Wednesday. And Brooklyn won at the final 4 games of the series to take the set. First pitch to Alex Ramirez, fouled out of play to the right. And the count 0-1. Alex 0 for 2. Actually 0 for 3, excuse me, tonight. Ground out to second, a pop up to short, and a strikeout. As Ayers misses outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. We were talking earlier, Daniel Murphy going on the voluntarily retired list after his 38 games in the Angels system. As Ramirez, flat-footed, chases a changeup. It's 1-2. Played 38 games at AAA in the Angels system. Went 1-for-5 in his final game. As Ramirez, again flat-footed, chases the pitch in the dirt for strike 3. Second time Ramirez down on strikes tonight, and there's one away in the ninth inning. One down for Stanley Consuegra. 0-for-3, reached on a drop third strike wild pitch, but has struck out in all 3 at-bats tonight. Murphy wasn't doing too bad, was hitting .295, a homer, 25 RBIs at Salt Lake in the Pacific Coast League. As Consuegra takes high, it's 1-0. Had been hitting .331 in 37 games with the Long Island Ducks before signing with the Halos, the 1-0. Consuegra swings and misses. It's 1-1. It's honestly surprised to see that Murphy was hanging it up, especially when you consider the numbers he had posted in both independent and triple-A ball. Is Consuegra a foul ball? It's 1-2.
Yeah, I think a lot of Met fans, for maybe reasons none other than sentimental and emotional, holding out that Murph would indeed call it a comeback and make his way back to the major league level, particularly for a lot of these teams who are maybe not having the best of years and throwing guys out there who maybe at face value you'd imagine Murphy could put up comparable numbers too. But I guess not the case.
Consuegra pulls it on the ground behind third, backhanded by Cowles. Low throw to first in time. Oh, what a nice play by Ben Cowles behind third to take away a base hit from Consuegra. And the Cyclones down to their final out on this Wednesday. Two out for Jacob Reimer. 0 for 3, a couple of strikeouts and a ground out tonight. Brooklyn in danger of being one hit for the second time this season. Only base hit on a Jet Williams single to right in the sixth inning. As Reimer takes outside, it's 1-0. Reimer trying to snap out of an offensive funk. 1-0. High, it's 2-0. He continues to draw walks at a very high rate. But is 0 for his last 14. Does have five walks in that span. 2-0, fouled off the catcher Rodriguez. It's 2-1. Reimer also just 3 for his last 30. But there will be bumps and bruises that come with arriving at a new level, especially when you consider Reimer's ripe age of 19 years old. Won't celebrate his 20th birthday until next February the 22nd. The 2-1, low and away, it's 3 balls and a strike. William Lugo on deck. Reimer has reached in 6 straight games, every game he's played in the homestand. Tonight, the outlier, at least to this point, the 3-1. Reimer, a high pop fly. Foul ground, first base side. Flores a peak, but this will end up 7 or 8 rows back before ricocheting onto the concourse. And the count full, and the Cyclones down to their final strike. Well, maybe those youngsters a little bit too late racing over there might have gone down one of the entryways and into the parking lot. Payoff pitch to Reimer. Big bouncing ball to third. Coming on is Cowles. Couple of crow hops. Throw to first in time, and the ball game is over. As Hudson Valley has taken the first 2 games of this series, your final score tonight in 9. The Hudson Valley Renegades 7, and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. Take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special including...
You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and
only on the Cyclones Radio.
apologize for the technical difficulties there. Welcome back out here to Coney Island as Hudson Valley has taken the first two games of this series from Brooklyn. Final score tonight, Hudson Valley 7 and Brooklyn 1. Welcome back on the recap report. Justin Rock is with you, taking you through the game that was here tonight. Unfortunately for Brooklyn, with the loss, they dropped to 26 and 18 in the half, 54 and 55 overall. Hudson Valley with their victory tonight, improving to 22 and 22 in the half, 61 and 49 overall. 61 wins, most in the South Atlantic League this season. Let's take you through the game that was. Jordani Ventura making the start against Justin Lang, making his high A debut, and it was a rough start for the 23-year-old right-hander. Spencer Jones hit the first pitch of the game for a single to right, and then Anthony Hall walked on five pitches. That brought up Jared Cerna with a chance to give Hudson Valley the early lead. Seven games with Hudson Valley. No homers, two RBIs. Righty batter with an open stance. First pitch from Jordani. And this is a ground ball. Ski balls off the mound. Kicks off the leg of DeAndre Smith. Rolls towards the outfield turf. And Jones is going to score. It was a chopping ball over the mound. Ricocheted off the upward slope of the hill. And DeAndre Smith ended up kicking it towards the left field turf. Ended up actually deflecting off the glove of Smith, not his leg. But a run scored for Hudson Valley, and they had an early 1-0 lead. After Jesus Rodriguez walked, it was Alexander Vargas with an opportunity to expand on the early advantage. On the ground, through the right side, a base hit. One run is in. They're going to send Cerna around. Throw to the plate by Consuegra. In plenty of time to get him. Actually, that's not Consuegra. That's Ryan Clifford. Yeah, that was Ryan Clifford out there in right field making the great throw to toss out Cerna trying to score from second base. But was an RBI single for Alexander Vargas in Hudson Valley. Had a 2-0 lead. Stayed that way all the way into the fifth. Jordani Ventura settled down after a leadoff walk in the second. Retired at 9 in a row. But walked Christopher Familia and Rafael Flores to start the fifth. Then a base hit to center by Spencer Jones loaded the bases. And that brought up Anthony Hall for our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. For Hall, I apologize for that technical difficulty, but Anthony Hall at a two-run double to the left field side. That gave Hudson Valley a 4-0 lead, put the game essentially out of reach as that two-run double by Hall, our Hal's Potato Chips play the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Hudson Valley would add another run in the seventh inning. With one out, Spencer Jones walked, stole second, stole third. Anthony Hall then walked in with Jared Cerna at the plate. An errant pickoff throw allowed Jones to score, made it 5-0. Then in the eighth, Ben Cowles and Christopher Familia would lead off walks. Flores flied to right, Cowles stole third. And then Spencer Jones in opposite field, two-run double, gave the Renegades a 7-0 lead. Brooklyn would break up the shutout in the bottom of the eighth inning as DeAndre Smith walked, stole second, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on another wild pitch as Brooklyn falls tonight by a final of 7-1. Winning pitcher Justin Lang, he takes the victory in his Renegade debut, 5 2/3 of shutout one-hit baseball, walked one and struck out eight. Losing pitcher Jordani Ventura, he drops to 3-1 in the South Atlantic League. Four-plus innings, four runs all earned on four hits. Walked five and struck out four. Final line score tonight, Hudson Valley, 7 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 8. Brooklyn, 1 run, just 1 hit. Hudson Valley has limited Brooklyn to 1 hit twice this year, the 2 lowest hit totals for Brooklyn in single games this season, but 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors, and 4 men left on base. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,091. here on Coney Island. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye. Bowling Green beats Greensboro by a touchdown, 10-3. Hickory outlasting Rome, 7-6. Hickory four runs in the bottom of the seventh to win it. A 6-0 victory for Winston-Salem at home tonight against Greenville. Two different pitchers combining on a five-hit shutout. Aberdeen over Wilmington, 5-4. And tough break for Brooklyn as Jersey Shore knocks off Asheville tonight by a final of 5-4. So Brooklyn's lead in the South Atlantic League North is down to just one game with 22 left to play. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mets beat the Pirates this afternoon at Citi Field, 8-3. Triple A Syracuse, 7-3 winner tonight over Columbus Guardians affiliate. Double A Binghamton losing a slugfest at home to Portland, 10-7. Drew Gilbert, three hits, including a double. He's been on a tear since joining the Rumble Ponies after the Justin Verlander trade. Single A St. Lucie falling to Jupiter in 10 innings, 4-3. Kevin Parada, 0-4 with a strikeout in his first rehab game in the FSL. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue team beating the Rangers blue team 4-3. And in the Florida Complex League, the Mets falling on the road to the Astros 4-1 in seven innings. That game completed early due to lightning. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long tonight, Tigers over the Twins 8-7. Diamondbacks a 9-7 winner over Colorado. Rays beat the Giants 6-1. Reds over the Guardians 7-2. Justin Verlander picks up another win in Houston as the Astros beat the Marlins 12-5. A's shut out the Cardinals 8-0. Nationals a 6-2 winner at home over the Red Sox. Bottom of the ninth in Toronto. Phillies up 9-4 on the Blue Jays. Yankees shut out for the second straight day as the Braves blank New York 2-0. Top of the eighth. Angels a 1-0 lead on the Rangers. Reed Detmers has not allowed a base hit through seven innings in that ball game. White Sox leading the Cubs 3-0, top of the eighth from Wrigley Field. Bottom of the sixth in Kansas City. Mariners 4 and the Royals 3. Top of the fifth in San Diego. Padres up 3-1 on the Orioles. Blake Snell against Dean Kramer. And coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now from Chavez Ravine, Dodgers and Brewers, Clayton Kershaw against Wade Miley. Series will continue here on Coney Island tomorrow night as Brooklyn will try and return to the win column. It'll be the right-hander Joelmy Ramirez to make his third start with the club. 1-1, a 2.57 ERA. He'll go up against one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects. That's the lefty Brock Selvidge, 2-0, a 2.66 ERA. Yankees number 29 farmhand, according to Baseball America. Gates open at 6. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves at 6:45 Eastern, leading up to the 7 o'clock first toss right here from Coney Island. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones drop their second straight to Hudson Valley by a final of 7-1. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters right here on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn again, your final, Hudson Valley 7 and Brooklyn 1. We hope to have you with us again for Game 3 of this series tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everyone. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.